Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted today to be back on our Facebook Live today for our worship service on today. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on today. I magnify his holy name on today. I just thank God for this opportunity to be on our Facebook Live for our worship service on today. If you would share and tag and share someone today, God bless you, Prophetess Morgan. We just give God all the praise today and give God all the glory today. It's not going to be a real long service because we have our communion that we're going to take today, but I just feel inspired by God to just teach a little bit today. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm just going to start off with one song, and then we on our devotion, I'm going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into our service, our preaching. The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with the feathers and under his wings, with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I have just read you from Psalms 91, from the first through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah.
I watch.
Humbly before your throne of grace, your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come confessing today and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today, God. Father, first of all, come right now, God. Just asking you right now, God, to move me from myself, from this flesh right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase today and minister to us on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to send your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send your anointing today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power fall today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, to let your power fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change the atmosphere right now, God, and let this atmosphere be conducive for signs, miracles, and wonders on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch somebody today, God, in the name of Jesus, by your word, through your word, through and by your anointing, let your power fall, God. Touch somebody today, God, in the name of Jesus. They need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Just use this vessel, God. Use this vessel today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You already know, God, who's going to be on them, who's going to watch them. In the name of Jesus, minister to them today, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless them today, God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. On today, God, bless and touch this worship service, God. Bless and touch this communion service, God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone that's watching. Bless everyone that will watch. In the name of Jesus, and their families, and camp angels all around about them today. Bless them right now, God. Heal them right now, God. Strengthen them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Father, and we can't make it without you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I just thank you right now. And we bind up every demon, every witch, every wizard, every warlock. We bind up the soul man right now from this live broadcast. We bind you up now. We cast you out now. We command you to go from this live broadcast. In the name of Jesus, go now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. Bless every member of the Life Support Outreach Ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and the Prayer Room Ministry, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 me. So let it be. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. God has been such a good God to us on today. He's worthy to be praised on today. We're not going to have a lot of music today, but I thank God on today for this opportunity. I just give God praise and glory. This is my testimony today. I feel good down on the inside in the name of Jesus. And I thank God on today. My testimony is I'm still moving, living, moving, having my being in God. I thank God on today. I'm not a man pleaser, but I want to please God. So I thank God on today for all that he does for me. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory and I give God praise on today. I magnify his holy name on today. God has been good to me. I'm standing on top of the ground and the ground's not standing on me. And I thank God for this today. I give God praise today. I glorify his name today. I will worship his name today. God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. I just give God all reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Dean in his absence. But I thank God. I thank God just to be here today. Just to be here today. I thank God. I give him praise and I give him glory on today. I'm not going to ask for testimonies today, but I just give God praise. It's just me today. I'm not going to ask for testimonies, but I thank God for mine. We're going to get ready because we got communion to take today, and I thank and praise God for this communion today. But we're going to go into the word of God, and it won't be long. It's just a reminder to us. This is a reminder to us on today for the things that God requires of us. So I want to just talk a little bit about what is required of you. What's required of you from God? I'm coming from Luke. Let me turn to it. Luke chapter 12 and the 48th verse. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. And it reads, just one verse. Won't be long, one verse. But he who knew not and did commit these worthy of the stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. That's not it. Mm-mm, I'm in the wrong thing. I'm in the wrong thing, y'all. Pray for me. Where my Bible is. Pray for me, y'all. You know the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. You a lie in the name of Jesus. We gonna hear this today. We gonna hear this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We gonna hear it today. The devil may as well stop. He may as well stop it right now because we gonna hear this sermon today. To whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. Let me get this scripture. Let me get it, y'all. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to step on your neck. I'm stepping on your neck today. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Okay, but he that know not and did commit these worst things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with proof stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much of him they will ask the more. Hallelujah. To whom much is given, much is required. Let me tell you something. is required of you today. See, and I made some notes, but y'all know I don't use notes. To whom much is given and much required, we see all these apostles and prophets and bishops and all these things, they don't come just cheap. Let me tell you something. They come with a price. You want to be apostle, you want to be bishop, you want to be a prophet, you want to be pastor, you don't think it's coming with a price? To whom much is given, much is required. I don't know about you today, but I've been through some tests, Apostle Dean. I've been through some trials. I've been through some temptations. I don't know about you, but I have been through things because of the calling that's on my life. You know, God didn't say it was going to be easy. God did not say everything was going to run smooth. Just like all this thing that just happens, oh, the enemy don't want me to preach this thing. He don't want me to preach it. But the devil is a liar today. To whom much is given, much is required. If you ever heard this wisdom, you know that it means that we're responsible of what God has given to us. Every gift, every talent, every spiritual gift, we got talent that we can sow and we can do this and we can do that. And then we have spiritual gifts. We also have time, our time. You know, let me tell you something. When God gives us these things, it's for a reason. We need to use them. We're responsible for them. Because when we don't do it right, when we don't have a good stewardship over what God has given us, we get beat with a million stripes. We know what God called us to do. And when we know, we get beat with a many. The ones that don't know, they still get beat. But they get beat with a few stripes. But let me tell you something today. When you got these callings on your life, when God has given you something to do, you better do it right. That's all I can say. Because when God ordained you, when he called you, you're already ordained in the name of Jesus. When he called you and ordained, you're already ordained from your mother's womb. So you can already know that your mind is already prepared. God has already prepared you in your mother's womb. To whom much is given, much is required. And if he give you a little bit, he want a lot back, in the name of Jesus. If he give you this much, he want this much back. Believe what I say. I've been in it for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. I've been up. And I've been down. I've been almost level to the ground. But I'm not tired yet. I'm telling you, to whom much is given, much is required. Let me tell you all about it. In the name of Jesus, sometimes he may ask you to go here. He may ask you to go there. He ain't going to give you nothing to go with it. It's already going to be supplied. But I tell you what, you better hang on to God. Because when he send you somewhere, he already equipped you. You're already equipped. You're already prepared the way. Let me tell you one thing. To whom much is given, much is required. We better stop coming on this live. We better stop going to these churches saying we pastor this and we apostle this and we bishop this and we prophet this and we ain't got what it takes. We ain't being called by God. Man called us in the name of Jesus. God has to call you. God has to ordain you. He has to anoint you. You better know today. To whom much is given, much is required. I'm telling you right now, we need to know that we got to be responsible for what God has given us. He didn't give each one of us the same thing. We don't have the same gift. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But God don't give us all the same thing, the same measure. Sometimes God be wanting to give us stuff, and he be waiting on us to on us and we try to get out there and do it on our own, or we try to prophesy and we have a whole 2 or 3 books trying to tell somebody what God said, trying to prophesy. Let me tell you something. You better be under the anointing of God. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care if don't nobody like it. I'm not a man pleaser, but I want to please God in everything I do and say. So I'm telling you today, you better stop playing with God. To whom much is given, much is required, and you're going to mess around, and God's going to give it to you. And honey, whatever's required after that, you got to pay the price. You got to pay up or sit down. You got to shut up or sit down. I'm telling you today, God is a good God. I ain't got a hoop. I ain't got a holler. I'm just telling you the truth. To whom much is given, much is required. We got to know that we got to stand firm on the word of God. I say stand firm on his word. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. 1 Peter 4:10 say, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We got to minister to each other. When God give us this gift, we got to minister, even so minister the same to you and you, to one another. We got to do it. To whom much is given, much is required. And I'm telling you today, if you don't do it, honey, I know you're not mature. You're still on milk when you need to be on meat. To whom much is given, much is required. You better get that handle over your name, because when God put a mantle on you, when God put a calling on you, you're going to be ready. Hallelujah. You ain't got to have no piece of paper. You ain't got to have no notes. You ain't got to have nothing but this word of God and word for God to speak through you. That's what I'm telling you today. If you don't know what you're doing, you better get that title off your name. Hallelujah. Because you can't quit. When you get into it, you're going to start going through the test. You're going to start going through the temptations. To whom much is given, much is required. I don't care if it's just a little handful. I don't care if it's just a little bit. God, if he give you this much, he going to want this much back. So make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know what God is telling you today. In the name of Jesus, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about to whom much is given, much is required. People don't understand the temptation that they go through. They don't understand the test that God released to them on today. He released tests. He have you going through stuff and you keep going through it over and over again. Over and over, the same thing, because you ain't never passed the first test. Huh? You got to keep going through with it. Keep going over the same thing. And you be saying, I thought I'd been through this. Huh? Did somebody say this or didn't somebody do this? It was you. He's taking you through the same thing because you say you was a prophet. Huh? And how you know you're a prophet? Things that you say come to pass. See, and then you get up and say, well, God said so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, so-and-so, and he give it to us in part. Hallelujah. God give it to us in part. Hallelujah. But we add on what we want to add on. To whom much is given, much is required. And let me tell you something. Every time you say what God didn't say, to whom much is given, much is required, you're going to get beat. Hallelujah. With a many of stripes. And the ones that don't know what a little bit gonna get beat anyway with a little stripe. In the name of Jesus. I'm just letting you know it ain't nothing nobody telling me. It's something that I already been through. I already know. Hallelujah. I know what God is doing to you. You might not ever been whooped by God, but I've been whooped by God. I can tell you some things, but I'm telling you today, to whom much is given, much is required. I'm going through them. I'm struggling and all this kind of stuff. Everybody's struggling right now. Everybody going through right now. You better get in line. Hallelujah. But if you are God, if you in God,
And his word is in you. You can have anything. Ask God anything. And he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. But let me tell you something. When he give it to you, when he give it to you, to whom much is given, much is required. I don't care what nobody else say. You know it for yourself. You know God for yourself. Know that he wouldn't do anything and allow anything that's not going to help you, that's not going to bless you. But God on today, hallelujah, God is a good God. And he loves us way more than we can love ourselves. Our parents can't love us nearly as much as God loves us. The Father loves us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. Jesus, his son, to die for all these sins that we commit. All these hang-ups that separated us from God. He sent his only begotten son to redeem us back. In the name of Jesus, that we may have a life, that we may have our name put in the Lamb's book of life, that we may have a right to the Lamb's book of life, up the tree of life. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad that Jesus didn't come down off the cross. They didn't take his life. He gave it up. He didn't have to do that. He could have come down and said, they ain't even worth it. But God, hallelujah, sent his son. And he told them, let this bitter cup pass from me. But he didn't. To whom much is given, much is required. And we got to do the thing. God just sent his only begotten son. You don't think we have to come right? We got to step right. We got to do the things we supposed to. Let me tell you something today. Let me tell you today. Listen. Behold, hallelujah. Listen today. To whom much is given, much is required. And you better be careful. Be careful. Because God ain't playing with us today. He ain't playing with us. We got to give an account of everything that we do. God watches everything that we do. Everything that we do. And that's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus because he knew we can go to and repent to Jesus. So we won't get apart from, separated from him again. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness and repent. Some of us don't even want to do that. We don't even want to repent. We don't even want to ask for forgiveness. But I'm telling you today, to whom much is given, much is required. So that he sent Jesus to die for you, 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 and you, and me. For all of my hang-ups. Yes, he did. He sent Jesus down on the cross. And I'm telling you, he stayed right there all night the first night, all night the second night, all night, the third night, and he come down on the cross, off the cross. They got him down, put him in a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know he don't want me to preach this thing, but the devil is allowed on today. I'm going to preach it anyway. I don't care what the devil try to do. I'm going to preach it anyway on today. He came down. They put him in a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. He stayed in that tomb in the name of Jesus. But that's not the end. He got up out of that grave with all power in his hand. Power to heal. Power to call forth death. Power to strengthen. Power on today in the name of Jesus. To whom much is given, much is required. I don't care about the enemy. I'm going to preach it today. Y'all better get your life right. Y'all better get your mind right. You better get your heart right. God's going to get you today. I'm telling you, you're responsible for everything that you do. You better know him. If he sent his only begotten son, hallelujah, to die for you, you better know him. You got to pay the price. You got to pay the piper. To whom much is given, much is required on today. Hallelujah. I want you to know him. I'm not just preaching to be preaching. I'm not just preaching, if he's saying something. I'm telling you today, this thing been on me, in the name of Jesus. And y'all better know, that God ain't saying, it's almost at the end. He ain't playing no more. He ain't winking at man and making excuses. He ain't winking at man ignorance no more. Y'all better get it right. Get it right before the Lord. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. The word of God by the people of God. And the ones that's here, the ones that will what? Receive God's word. Receive God's word. Receive God's word. Hallelujah. Receive his word. I'm telling you, I ain't nobody. I'm just a little old woman, preacher woman, trying to minister word, God's word. I ain't trying to uplift myself. It ain't not about me. It's all about God. Do what I say. Receive God's word. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And he's so worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God. I thank God today. God is a good God. Hallelujah. The devil has tried to stop it, but the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. You're going to hear what God got to say. To whom much is given, much is required. I'm telling you today, God requires us to be good stewards over everything that he do. And everything that he give us, be a good steward over. Get matured so he can raise you up to the level that you need to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is a great God above every God. We're going to get ready to have our communion. Hallelujah. I hate to put it back up here because the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, we're going to get ready to have our communion. Y'all get ready. I'm going to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. 23. Give me a minute. Amen, amen. From a natural to a supernatural, Let it be used for healing. Let it be used for deliverance. Let it be used to be set free out today. God, we just thank you for this time and this communion, God. Lord, we ask you today, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us right now for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we repent right now. Lord, we ask you right now, God, and we confess right now. And we repent and ask you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we just give you glory today. We give you praise. We magnify you today, God. We just thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for watching over us all night last night. We thank you for giving us a mind to pray today. We thank you for your word on today, God. We just bless your name today, Father. We realize that we can't do nothing on our own today, God. But we realize that Jesus died that we may have this moment today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, and I pray on today, in the name of Jesus, that you touch everyone, God, that's watching this video and watching this live, in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, God, in the shed blood of Jesus, and in cover angels right now, God, all around the bottom to protect us today, God. Bless this community. Bless each one of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will sit in order when I come. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you all. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I just want to give a shout out to my brother Amir. God bless you today for being on. Just support. I thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. We're going to get ready to close out. God bless you all. I love you all for your support. I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. To whom much is given, much is required. And that goes for me first, because all the things that I've been through just this week and even today, God is a good God. So, Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for everyone that come on today and support today. I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask you just to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them and their families. In Jesus' name I pray. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee
and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go in peace. I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you. I will see you next Sunday at this very same time, 12:30 Central Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. And also, I'm on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. I love you. Just kind of threw me off because my ring just showed up. Somebody at my front door. Amen. God bless you all. Have a good day. I love you. Hello? Hello? You know I was just getting off of the line. Somebody at the front door. I still got my hat and robe and stuff on. I just...
Council.
So what they say?
They'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, he's supposed to let you come home tomorrow, though.
Well, you got a physical therapist coming up. What they're going to do, you know how the people walk around with knee brace on?
Uh-huh.
They're going to try to pick me up more.
Okay. You think you need that?
I probably will.
Well, I'm still getting that scooter because you may not always want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Am I still on here?